Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, The Snail Box. Now, The Snail Box is, as you've heard me talk about on many occasions, it's a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashburn in County Meath, known for its mouth-watering food, warm, family-friendly atmosphere and breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot, it's an experience. Now, right now, if you've ever been to the Snail Box, you'd be aware of this. They're in the middle of trying to break a world record for the largest publicly displayed baseball cap collection. And if you are anywhere in the world, like I was in London recently, I picked up a London baseball cap and I'll drop it into the Snail Box. And they, in return, will give me one of their own baseball caps, so I'm not going to be without. Anyway, the point is, they're trying to build a huge collection of baseball caps. They have thousands of them. So if you can help in any way, please do. Just anywhere you are, buy a baseball cap and then drop it into the Snail Box and have a bite to eat while you're there. And my thanks to Philip and all the staff at the Snail Box for their ongoing and continuing support of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Lola is a lady who sent us this message, which I want to read to you. You both do great work on your podcast, and I think this should be highlighted because I feel sick to my stomach after what I just saw on Facebook. Our community in Clondalkin has a Facebook group, and a post was put up last night, and it said, "Warning to women not to go walking at night or jogging after dark due to increased danger of unvetted immigrants from the IPAS centre. Women are no longer safe on the streets." Now, Lola goes on to say, "All the comments from people in my area agreeing with it sickened me as a proud Clondalkin woman. It's a racist post, and it's racist to suggest that our streets are more dangerous because of this refugee centre. All this does is spread hate and fear. I'm so embarrassed for my community. Please highlight that many of us don't agree with this." And that is from a lady who signed her name Lola. So Lola is basically arguing that the streets of Clondalkin aren't any more dangerous than they ever were. They're not any more unsafe than they ever were. And for people to post stuff like this is just, as she said herself, spreading hate and fear.
And I mean, when you see a comment like that from Amber, who we invited on, but she's in work at the moment, and her response to that is, "Get the immigrants out, smelly yolks." I mean, how do you debate with something like that? If someone like Amber believes that, and Amber, you're entitled to believe that if you have evidence to back that up, but saying "get them out, smelly yolks." Now, if someone can produce evidence that crime has increased, by the way, half of what that Facebook post said, and I've seen the Facebook post, the original Facebook post that was put up in the Clondalkin group, because I happen to know someone that lives in Clondalkin and is a member of that group. Half of what that post said is correct. Women are not safe out jogging or walking at night. Anywhere.
Are they not?
No. Long before one immigrant stepped foot in Ireland, I never believed that Ireland that was a safe place to go out jogging or walking for a woman on their own. Larry Murphy was around preying on women out walking and jogging on their own long before an immigrant stepped foot inside the country. So I do agree with her, or I do agree with the post. But to suggest that that is because of the people staying in the IPAS centre with literally no evidence to back that up, that is racist, I'm afraid. And
They're
jumping on already. Jesus, haven't even opened my mouth. Before you jump on, this is coming from someone who lives within, how far am I from an IPAS centre? 10-minute walk?
10-minute walk, yeah.
I am a 10-minute walk from an IPAS centre in Dublin. I won't say which one it is. 10 minutes away from my gaff. And I have not heard or seen of an increase in crime. In fact, there's no statistics to back up the claims that women are not safe because they live beside an iPass centre. As I said, we live beside an iPass centre. My wife regularly walks by it, and never has she been attacked or set upon by these angry, rapey Africans. Now, and the reason I'm saying that, Randy, rapey Africans, is because that's what some people believe. Some people believe that every single man that comes to Ireland from Africa is a rapist. Now, that's not true.
No, it's ridiculous.
I'm sure there are some men, you know, there are Irish men that are rapists. A rapist is a rapist, okay? Regardless of where they come from or what skin colour they have. And if you think that Ireland has only become an unsafe place due to immigration, look at the statistics.
Okay, well, let me just,
because this is important. Domestic abuse in Ireland, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
1 in 4 women are victims of domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the hands of rapey Africans, as you'd like to believe, at the hands of Irish husbands. Irish men have been beating the shite out of their women behind closed doors in Ireland for years, and none of you opened your mouth about it because it happened behind closed doors. You turn a blind eye to it, and this is not me being lefty, this is me coming at you with facts, and facts don't care about your feelings. Irish men have been raping, abusing, domestically abusing women behind closed doors for years. And the fact is, none of you can handle that, and you think that all this is only happened because of immigration, and it's not. Unless you can prove otherwise, but you can't.
Let me read what was posted on this Facebook page again. By the way, I think it's gone now. I think the post is gone because somebody's after highlighting it.
But the only reporters, I know.
Oh, wait, well, it seems like it's gone. But anyway, warning to women not to go out walking at night or jogging after dark due to increased danger of unvetted immigrants from the iPass Centre. Women are no longer safe on the streets.
They now, never you, were. They never
you're
were.
You're arguing that that's always been
well,
the
certainly
way.
Certainly not in Clondalkin. Jesus, you're... What are you making? Are these people in Clondalkin trying to make out that Clondalkin was a beautiful haven? It was like it was a lovely, safe place. It was never safe. Not from immigrants, from the Canada Goose scumbags who were out there. So don't be making out that before one immigrant stepped foot into Clondalkin that it was a safe place. It was a lovely, it was like the Garden of Eden. Get your head out of the sand, lads.
If you live near an iPass centre, wherever it is, whether it be Clondalkin or anywhere else, do you feel safe walking the streets, going out jogging after dark maybe? Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Let me kick off with the opinion of Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Adrian and Jeremy. I believe you're back today, Adrian. Hope you had a good few days away. Just regard the post went up today. I don't think it's a racist thing. I think it's just a cultural thing. And you have a load of bored men sitting around them iPass centres with a different view on women than we do in this country. And okay, before you start jumping up and down, yeah, Irish men, we have our own scumbags. We know that. We hashing this argument, it's just silly. But you have now buildings full of single, unvetted, military-aged men coming from different cultures who view women differently than we do. And in the countries they come from, their views are allowed and acceptable. Okay? So yeah, they should be afraid. I wouldn't be letting my child or be partly go jogging around past one of these places at night time with the winter coming in on the way. Not a blade in hope. It's dangerous times we're living in this country. Simple as that. You can justify it any way you used to feel you just want to. But as far as I'm concerned, dangerous times ahead and dangerous things on the way. Like I said, I wouldn't allow my children and my partner to be jogging past these iPass centres. Not a blade in hope. Cultural difference, not a race thing. Cheers, boys. Bye-bye.
Now, let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I think the post is, like, you know, it's only for that one line that mentions immigrants that makes it racist. You know, as Jeremy pointed out, women, I won't say women were never safe, but I don't think they're in any more danger now than what they were. People are saying it's a cultural thing. Like, we've had plenty of scumbags in this country long before, as it's been pointed out, long before immigrants started coming over. But people keep mentioning the word unvetted. Many Irish people are vetted, really.
No, they're not. They're not, basically. I was vetted years ago, but once for a thing I was involved in. But no, unless you're Working with children or whatever, or want to work with children, generally speaking, most of us aren't vetted in any way.
Exactly. And that's, you know, but they seem to use this word as a sort of a, you know, a gotcha card. Oh, they're unvetted, Muslim criminals. It's like, well, you're not, are you vetted? Well, no, but I'm Irish. What's that got to do with it?
Having said that, Robbie, if there were statistics that came out next week and said that sexual assaults on women in Clondalkin, which would be terrible, sexual assaults on women in Clondalkin have increased by 60% in the last couple of years, and that they could be directly attributed to the people staying in the IPAS centre, then we'd have a different conversation. But that is not the case. That is not the case. I remember when the immigrants were moved in to the, was it the East Wall or the North Wall? Which wall was it? East Wall, wasn't it? 2 years ago, when there was murder over that. And there were claims going up on Facebook, on social media, saying that the first week, people were claiming the first week that they were moved into the IPAS centre in the East Wall, that four women had been sexually assaulted. Do you remember that post? And it went viral on Facebook. And people go, oh my God, stay indoors, women. You're not safe, the East Wall. Four women have been sexually assaulted. That turned out to be completely untrue. Completely untrue. So it's fake news.
Okay, so if for somebody...
Sorry, guys, can I just point out a comment here on Facebook there from a guy there with no profile pictures, like, asking me to explain Ashling Murphy. Now, that was a sad event, but... Many immigrants are in the country. That was one sick fucker who deserves to fry for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, just because one of them commits a crime doesn't mean they're all criminals, you know, by definition.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, and we mentioned this before, it's interesting that any time any manner of a foreigner is involved in any crime, it suddenly gets amplified beyond recognition. When it's our own involved in a crime, we pretend it never happened. And I think, for example, last Christmas in...
Soldier Man, even more recently.
Oh, yeah, yeah, actually, yeah.
I can't even remember his name. I don't want to remember his name. But when Soldier Man committed that heinous act on that poor woman in a public place, none of the usual heads opened their mouth about it. You didn't see the likes of, what's his name, Dr. Pepper? You didn't see Gavin Pepper commenting about how dangerous the place was because the man was Irish. They only ever comment when the person who commits the alleged crime
happens to be a foreigner.
Okay,
stay there. You don't believe, Robbie, that our streets are any more unsafe now than they ever were?
No, I don't think they are. I think people are more aware of it because of social media. This is why people are, people say, oh, kids can't play anymore, it's too dangerous. When I'd argue that it's actually safer because there's more CCTV cameras around, people have cameras on their phones, people are catching, are recording more things. So I'd argue people are safer to a degree. But I think social media has given people a platform to highlight everything more and make scaremongering a lot easier than what it was 20, 30 years ago.
Okay, well, stay there for 1 second, Robbie, if you can, please. We want to hear from you. Our number is 085-825-2626. Are our streets more dangerous now than ever? And if they are, do you believe it's because of immigrants? Well, that's the argument.
That's not an argument. No, do
well,
you?
Well, obviously, these people in Clondalkin and put it on Facebook.
My argument is, do you have the statistics to back that up?
No, nobody does.
But then you can't make that claim. If you don't have statistics, you can't make that claim.
This Facebook page in Clondalkin, a post that was seen by thousands, was claiming exactly that. Warning to women not to go out walking at night due to increased danger of unvetted immigrants from the IPAS centre. Now, it seems very random to just put that up. But let me go to...
But again, as I said, we live beside an IPAS centre and, you know, people aren't locking their doors and chaining their doors in fear over what might happen.
Nicola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nicola?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Nicola. What do you want to say on this?
Well, basically, I agree with himself. It's no more dangerous now than it ever was. Those Irish, we've Larry Murphy, you know, he committed all these crimes as well. You know, there's Irish people committing these crimes. I work with a lot of foreign immigrants. They've all got jobs. They all pay tax, and some of they're all salt of the earth people. You know, they've come from war torn countries and stuff like that. And I think that they're all being tarred with the same brush when they're not all actually the same.
No, obviously they're not all the same, and it is ridiculous of somebody to say just because you're an immigrant, just because you're living in the IPAS centre, that you're suddenly a dangerous person. It's ridiculous.
Exactly, it's absolutely ridiculous. So it is. It's no more than how many Irish paedophiles is in places, estates, etc., that the community is not made aware of when they're released from prison or whatever like that. That's going on as well, and that's all Irish people too as well. Like it's every each end of life.
Okay, now this lady Lola claims that whoever it was who posted this post on Facebook is just spreading hate and fear and nothing more. And she says she's ashamed to be from Clondalkin after reading a post like that. Is that what this is? A post like that saying, warning, unvetted migrants from the IPAS centre, women are no longer safe on the streets.
I think it's more about hate. I think it's more about hate. I actually live in a small village, and there is a place in there, and there is a lot of immigrants in it. And to be quite honest with you, they don't bother any of us. And we're in quite a small village, you know. They just get on with their lives. You know, now we are lucky in that sense. You know, that kind of way I do. I have seen that some stuff has happened with immigrants. But also, this stuff happens with Irish people also.
Absolutely. And we do have our bad eggs amongst us.
I just don't think everybody should be painted with the same brush.
Okay, stay there for one second.
Irish people, not every Irish person.
I agree. So this post posted on this group in Clondalkin, you believe that's totally wrong to be making this assumption that the streets are much more unsafe now because there are immigrants living in an IPAS centre?
It's like slander. Have they done anything? Have these people done anything, like, you know, at all? Like, it's slander. If these people in her area have not done anything, you know, you're just warning people about them. Like, as that guy says, you know, how many Irish people have added?
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please, Nicola. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Stephen.
Morning, lads. Afternoon over there. Hope all is well. Just listening to the topic today, and I find it very interesting. You know, one thing that I would say is that most immigrant men have standards, and they probably wouldn't be after the likes of Nikita or Janaya or whoever else is down there in Clondalkin. You know, I think the girls are very safe. You know, the last thing they want to be doing is listening to or any of that. So, ladies of Clondalkin, I'd say you're safe. I wouldn't be too worried about the big African horny men. They wouldn't touch you with a fucking barge pole. Have a good day, lads. Fair play, ladies.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
No, I'm still digesting that message from Stephen there.
Yeah, a lot of people in Clondalkin. No, but it's not funny. It's not funny. Sexual assault is never a funny subject. But my God, he's after annoying a lot of people with
he
that.
He has.
But it is. I get the point. He's being satirical. The point he's trying to make is this assumption that people have that, yes, they are horny rapists, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Ridiculous, yeah.
And that they all come from countries where women are not respected. Do you honestly believe that every single woman, by the way, Africa, stop referring to Africa like it's a town. Africa is a continent, okay, that has more countries than any other continent in the world, yeah? What's it, like 50 countries in Africa, mm-hmm, or something like that? Do you all honestly believe that every single woman living in Africa is living with a horny rapist? No, that's just
it's
not
ridiculous.
The case.
It really is. Let me go to Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How's it going, lads? How's things?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Sean. This lady, Lola, who contacted us, is angry about the post that was put up on Facebook warning women not to go out jogging, walking at night or after dark due to increased danger of unvetted immigrants from the IPAS centre. Women are no longer safe on the streets. Is that not a ridiculous statement to be throwing out there?
No, I don't think so. There's nothing wrong with warning anybody in the public about dangers to society. I do agree with that last woman that was on the phone that you shouldn't be tarring everyone with the same brush, but Now, I'm specifically speaking about illegal immigrants, not economic migrants. People coming in here illegally, not working, not doing anything, you know. And as I was saying, like, a lot of these men are coming from countries where women are treated less than dog shit on the end of your shoe. I do think that the women in Ireland and in other European countries should be fucking scared of some of these men coming in, because as I said, they're coming from countries where there's no common sense, no common decency, and women are treated like shit. It's simple.
Okay, but again, Sean, again, this warning on this Facebook page, which was seen by thousands, it has now been taken down, but it basically said, warning to women not to go out walking at night or jogging after dark. Is that not enough? Does it need the qualification then of because of unvetted immigrants from the IPAS
sector? Well, it does. You can't just say, you need to be safe, you need to protect yourself. We are all aware. We're all, especially adults, you're aware that you need to be safe and protect yourself when you go out into the big, bad world. Like, you could turn around and say, there's a man running around Dublin raping women. Who the fuck is that man? We don't know if he's a white man, if he's a black man, if he's a green man, if he's a toaster.
Well, no, it's Sean, Sean, Sean. Yeah, Sean, no, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what color. A rapist is a rapist regardless. A rapist...
Well, how are you... So if I turn around to you now... But hold on there. If I say to you now, there's a man living in your estate who is a rapist, how the fuck are you supposed to determine which man in your state is the rapist? Is he the Irish man? Is he the Ethiopian man? Is he the Polish man? Is he the black man? Is he the red man? Is he the fucking man who was identifying as a six-size poster?
We get it. But the fact of the matter is that this post didn't say the streets of Clondalkin are not safe anymore because of local lads. It's jumping to the conclusion that the streets aren't safe anymore.
How do you know they're jumping to a conclusion? The minute an illegal immigrant is brought into any topic, yes, everyone is, loads of people are too quick to jump on, but what about Irish criminals?
No, but Sean, you said at the start of the conversation, you said that you don't have a problem with people who come here.
Economic migrants, fair enough.
But you do have a problem with illegal immigrants who...
Illegally crossing borders. Okay. If I was to Australia, I'm going to be kicked out.
But Sean, my argument to you is, just because someone is coming into the country legally or illegally doesn't make them any less or any more a danger to a woman. If a man has it in his sick, twisted head that he should be able to have sex with a woman without her consent, that he should be able to drag her into a bush and rape her.
He should be put to death. As I said on this show, it's not only immigrants. We are fully aware that we have people in this country, Irish men, who are selling drugs, dealing drugs, abusing women. Irish women doing exactly the same shit. We are fully aware of this. You tell me, why is the justice system letting little fucking Dino walk around the streets with 50 convictions?
It's ridiculous. Multiple convictions over a variety of different crimes and still walking the streets. But Sean, it's about Irish people for years have been all tarred with
Ireland
the home.
Is a joke.
Let's go back to the 60s and 70s. No black, no dogs, no Irish. The signs up in England. Irish for years.
We were getting that New York.
Yeah, but we've been tarred with the same brush, and now we're doing the exact same thing.
And now we're being called racist because we're trying to protect our own country.
Sean, you're not getting women.
People.
Women are walked, certain women, like that yoke that appeared on the RT documentary last week or whatever, screaming the N-word at the black fellas, that absolute yoke. There are women who will walk past an IPAS centre and see 30 African men standing in there, and they will think straight away, every single one of them wants to drag me into a bush and rape me.
That's wrong.
That's
I might be wrong, but that's your opinion.
Hang on.
The same way as you think that everyone lives in a council estate is scum. That's what you say, Jeremy, on this show all the time. So she has a right to her opinion. She might be right, she might be wrong.
Sorry, Adrian, I'm going to refute that. I've never said that, by the way. I have never.
I know you have said it plenty of times. You live in a council house, you're scum. You live in a council house, you're scum. You feed your kids fish fingers, you're scum. Listen back to your fucking podcast and stop talking shite then.
Okay, let me go back, Sean, to the point of this conversation. And this post on Facebook, which said, jogging after dark is dangerous because of unvetted immigrants from the IPAS centre. Women are no longer safe on the streets.
It's dangerous for women either way, whether it's immigrants or Irish.
Isn't that exactly the point that I'm trying to make?
I understand. But when you have to think about it, right, the Irish justice system is a fucking joke. As I said, Larry Murphy should have been put to death, able to walk the fucking streets. But if you're taking men, right, let's say 20,000 men from a country where women are treated worse than dog shit, and you're putting them into a society where they're seen as more than dog shit, they're going to be coming out, they're going to be trying to take advantage. And I'm not saying it's every single one of them 20,000, but I guarantee you there will be a couple of thousand that will try to take advantage. And it needs to be fucking stopped. They need to be documented coming into the country. What is their past? Have you been in prison for selling coke? Have you been fucking trafficking? We need to know.
Documented. Suppose an Abdullah comes over from Sudan. Okay, he arrives tomorrow in the airport from Sudan. I am claiming asylum. My life has been threatened to Sudan, and we have to take him in because they are the rules. And we take him in, and he's undocumented. He had no passport. Okay, that whether he had documentation or not will not determine whether or not he's a danger to our women or not.
You can use his documents to go into systems and see what he's been up to. Has he been locked up in his own country for years? What is his criminal background? Or what is his justice background in general? If I was to go to Australia, I'd need to have I wouldn't get in unless I had money that would see me there for a few months, if I had support over there. If I was in prison here for 5 years, I'm not getting into Australia. I'm not getting into the safe, tougher borders laws here.
Okay, again, I'm going to go back to the point that it is wrong to make a blank statement like women aren't safe because of the unvetted immigrants in the IPAS centre. That's just outrageous.
It doesn't mean that they're safe, though. But you can't sit there and say that they're safe from these men. The same way as you can't turn around and say they're not safe from these men.
Okay, stay there for a second.
You know what I mean?
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Vanessa. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Vanessa, what did you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, I would like to say, in relation to that last question, the post was put up suggesting that the IPAS Centre was a new danger for women, and that before the IPAS Centre was open and before all these undocumented immigrants went in, that undocumented was safe. That was what the post was insinuating. You don't have to agree with it, you don't have to disagree with it, but that's what it was insinuating, mm-hmm. that the IPAS Centre was a new danger for women, and because it was open, women in Clondalkin were no longer safe.
Yes, that is the implication, yes.
And what I can tell you is Clondalkin was never, ever, ever safe. I grew up in Clondalkin. I am 36 years old. I moved out of Clondalkin not too long ago. I was attacked on the way to work when I was 17 by a group of girls looking for a cigarette. They fractured my ribs. That was in the middle of the day. They were Irish. I was raped in Clondalkin. My rapist was Irish from Clondalkin. I can tell you now, Clondalkin was never... I remember growing up, we were not allowed to walk on the grass in case there was a used needle. I remember being chased by drug addicts with needles at the age of fucking 7 and 8.
Yeah, okay.
So it was never safe.
Okay, I'm hearing you. And a lot of people would agree with what you're saying, that Clondalkin was never a particularly safe place. But is there not a feeling now, or certainly from that post on Facebook, that that feeling of the area being unsafe is even worse now because of immigrants?
I think it's coming from a place of we don't understand these people and therefore we're going to whip up hate. It's as simple as that. We don't understand them, so therefore they're dangerous. and I'm going to see how many people on social media agree with me. And I would agree with Jeremy. To be honest, it's stank of attention seeking. Look, there's this thing over here. Agree with me that it's dangerous.
So the post then that read, warning to women not to go out walking at night or jogging after dark due to increased danger of unvetted immigrants from the IPAS Centre, women are no longer safe on the streets. What do you read that as?
I would read it as a racist statement that Glendalkin streets are no longer safe, particularly because this IPAS centre is up and running.
Okay, Sean, let me just go back to you there. Sean, is a blatantly racist statement that Facebook
posted. Racist, though. It's not racist to say that. So only Irish can be racist, is that it? Like, you know, can we not defend our country and without someone having to turn around and say you're racist? We can't boo at the English because that's racist or that's not nice towards the British. We can't do that. Remember, they were only complaining about booing the English there on the podcast the other week. Can't do that. We have to accept everybody's culture and everybody else's fucking integration into the country. But none of them are accepting ours. Our country's gone to shit.
When you become a migrant, when you become an asylum seeker, you agree to follow the laws set down by that country.
That's part of the condition of being an asylum seeker. Do you think that's what happens? Like, look in the UK and look in the States. When you have people coming into the UK illegally, right? No visas, no documentation, nothing illegal, like washing up on beaches on fucking rafts and whatnot, crossing the Mexican border, then illegally working in the country, they're not paying taxes. These companies are getting fined fucking hundreds of thousands for having these people employed in their businesses. Right, so not every fucking migrant coming here is going to be a 100% genuine migrant. The same way as not everyone is going to be a fucking dodgy one. But you need to make sure
the problem is when you put in the post,
border laws are needed to protect the country.
When you create broad brushstrokes by saying, because people are in that centre and that centre is in our area, therefore... Okay. It's no longer safe. That is a broad stroke statement. That doesn't actually look at the amount of people that are in that centre or their behaviours.
I tell you what, we've already taken in, 150,000 people. Let's bring in another 2.5 million and then give it 10 years and see how completely different this country's going to be. This country will be turning into a fucking third world country. It'll go to shit. Because you have too many people in the fucking country. You have a justice system that's not fucking working, right? Everything is just going to shit. And the government are constantly adding to it. So why can't we close our borders and say, listen, we're not taking more people in. We need to sort out our own shit first. This is the problem that people have with so many people coming into this country. Is there's too many fucking problems here. And they're not being dealt with, and they're being left to fucking rot. Sure, fuck all the Irish homeless on the streets. They can worry about themselves. We'll take in all these from Ukraine and Poland and Sudan and fucking South Africa and Afghanistan. We'll take them all in and we'll help them, as well as throwing in millions of fucking aid across the world. Where's our help? Do you know, this is why people are giving in.
Okay, the bottom line is, Sean, and this is where Vanessa is coming from, and this is where Lola, who contacted us in the first place, is coming from. To make a sweeping statement like that, that the area is even more unsafe than it ever was because of the IPAS centre, is outrageous and is racist.
Do you not make these sweeping statements every week on this podcast when it's, but the Canada Goose wearers. Not every fucking person that wears a Canada Goose jacket is out there being a little criminal. Do you know what I mean? It could be a good, comfortable fucking winter coat. They're not out. So these are all, on this podcast, there's always fucking broad brushstrokes out there tarring everybody.
Sean, you're actually 150% right. This podcast is based on brushstrokes. It really is.
You're giving out to people saying, oh, these people are scum or whatever. Where you yourself, Jeremy, on this podcast, multiple times and multiple days in a row, have sat there and said, council council house or scum. Council estate scum.
I've never said that.
Listen, there'll be people in the bleeding comment section saying yes, you did.
Find me the podcast where I said
I'm not from hours to show
you. I'm from a council estate.
You have made sweeping statements.
No, I've said crime is more likely to happen in a council estate.
No, you said that people that live in council houses are scum.
Never said that.
People that live on council estates are scum. People that keep their kids fish fingers are scum. Package holiday people are fucking scum.
There you go. There's
my fucking
good
point.
Good man, Sean. Good man.
There's my point.
Love you, Sean. Love you.
Good talk to you.
That sounded like a great episode. What episode was that where I said all that? Can anybody find that episode?
Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. This is SJ.
Sorry, guys, but if you go into the courts there, you will see an awful lot more immigrants there than you would Irish people. Put it that way. So there's a reason for that. And are we less safe today in society? Of course we are. And it's not that we're being racist. It's different cultures. They fight in a different way, a different manner, and a different tone. And it's scaring the life out of people. People is not educated. Irish people is not educated in their behaviours and the way they go on. And not only that, if they feel they're being attacked, they're going to rebel even worse. However, what I will say, a friend of mine that I work with, he's from India, he's living in Ireland years. There, a couple of months back, he ended up getting his nose broken. I worked for 6 weeks. Not only that, he could have been actually one of the people taking care of one of the hooligans that done it. Parents. So, like, where does the line draw? The bottom line is, there's plenty of them coming into the country and they are jumping on the bandwagon where there's no need for it. They are just going around like thugs. That's what it is. Thugs. And you don't care. So people are going around videoing them and yeah, you do get fake news. But does people feel safe today over it? Of course they don't feel safe. And it's not down to being racial or racist. It's a fact. There you go.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
How's life, Adrian?
Well, Darren, what did you want to say on this? It's Vanessa was annoying you.
First of all, in the Red Sea poll there at the start of the year, 72% of Irish people say that we've let too many immigrants in. So that's obviously a majority. So is 72% of this country racist, according to Jeremy?
No, just because you might say you think we've let enough people in or too many
in. Yeah, but straight away, Adrian, the minute you say that, the likes of Anto and all of you will come on and say that's racist.
No, I've said that before. Darren and Adrian have said it. In fact, the four people, I don't know if Vanessa agrees, I think we'd probably all agree that we've let too many in and that we can't sustain that amount. That's not racist to say that. But what is racist to say is that all those black men are horny and rapey. That's racist. That's racist to say.
No, that's a stupid statement to make.
But that was the
Facebook statement was saying. Warning to women not to go out walking at night or jogging after dark due to increased danger of unvetted immigrants from the IPAS centre. Women are no longer safe on the streets. Yeah. That's a sweeping statement.
Well, Jeremy, you obviously put your seatbelt on your child in the car, don't you?
I do, yeah.
And why is that? In case of the crash.
Yep.
And would you let your teenage daughter walk home with her friend past one of the past centres or past the city?
No, but I wouldn't let I wouldn't let my teenage daughter walk through Clondalkin. There was an IPAS centre there. I wouldn't let her
You wouldn't let your daughter walk past my
pass
centre or
city
at night time.
Well, no, I would let her walk anywhere at night. Don't try and make me say something that I don't believe in, Darren, because it doesn't fit your agenda. I wouldn't let her walk. Would you let your daughter walk up? What's the name of that street, Adrian, down by the East Wall? What's it called? Sheriff Street. Would you let your daughter walk up Sheriff Street at 11 o'clock at night?
I would not let my daughter walk anywhere in town, and especially not past Kent City or an IPAS centre. If you see,
but they're all locked up in the IPAS centre at night. They're all locked up at night.
But you. No one is going to let their teenage son walk past his iPad centres. And what
again,
is that?
Again, Darren, again, you're skirting away from the fact that this post on Facebook saying basically that the streets of Clondalkin are no longer safe because of the immigrants in the iPass Centre is outrageous, is it not?
No, I don't believe it is. It's just warning people. And Jeremy said there, I have an agenda. What agenda could I possibly have, Jeremy? Answer that.
Well, Jeremy, what agenda could he possibly have?
Who?
Darren.
Darren, you doesn't have
you
an agenda.
You said there, my agenda.
No, I didn't use the word agenda.
You
haven't used...
did. Rewind the podcast, Jeremy. You said it doesn't agree with my agenda. What's my agenda?
Well, your agenda will be slightly leaning towards the right, Darren. That's not a problem, by the way.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't have a problem with that, by the way.
Jeremy.
Yep.
I speak, yeah? I'm apparently leaning to the right, okay? Far right.
No, I didn't say far right. I said slightly leaning to the right. You're not right on the edge. You're slightly leaning to the right.
Where is this light? Where is this right, Jeremy? Anyway.
Well, no, you said far right, and I'm saying I don't think you're far right. But the fact that you're tarring everybody, believe it or not, Darren, you're saying nobody is safe to walk past an iPass centre. You did say that. Well, rewind the podcast. Rewind the podcast, Darren. You said you would not feel safe walking past. You would
that
not feel
said that.
Darren, do you accept that, and this is what this conversation is about today, that this post on this Clondalkin Facebook page saying the streets aren't safe anymore because of the iPass Centre in Clondalkin, is that not racist to make such a sweeping statement like that?
No, I don't believe it is.
Well, now there you are, Vanessa. He doesn't believe it's a racist statement at all.
Again, now, because I said that and he's wrong, paying me out to be a racist. It's absolute bollocks.
Okay. I've stayed quiet, okay? The first thing you raised is that opinion poll. People are allowed to have their opinion. That's fine. That's not what makes it racist. Okay, what makes that post racist is the specific targeting of the iPass Centre as being a source for criminality. And that is why the people of Clondalkin, the women specifically, are not safe. That's what makes it racist. The fact that they are using broad strokes to paint over the entire population of that centre. That's what makes it racist.
Jeremy said there that we don't have any stats or facts that immigrants are causing more crime. That's because our government doesn't keep nationalities of people who commit crime. And we are one of two countries in the world that does that. So how is that possible?
Because, well, it doesn't matter because the crime rate is coming down. So even using your messed up logic, even using your messed up logic to say that we don't look at colour, creed or background, the idea that having as many migrants as we have in the country equals more crime when the crime rates are coming down, that defeats
Where are
your
you
own
that
argument.
From, Vanessa?
From the CSO.
From the
CSO.
Oh,
from the
CSO. Okay, we've let in about 150,000 people. By the laws of averages, crime is going to go up. By the laws of averages. And you're saying it's going down. I think you're on your right. Okay.
On serious crimes, yes. The crime rate is coming down. Go to the CSO.
I don't care.
Rape, murder, serious assaults, they're all serious crimes. Go to the CSO website. The CSO is an independent body. Go to the CSO website.
So is the Red Sea. So is the Red Sea.
Yeah, but that's only opinions. That's not actual statistics.
It is. Vanessa, the Red Sea poll is independent statistics. Because
no,
it doesn't
the Red
your
Sea. Hang on,
logic. You don't agree with
the Red
That's
Sea poll is an opinion poll. It is not a statistic. Learn the difference, please.
Well, when 72% of people believe you've let too many in. That's not just an opinion. That's
an opinion of 72% of people
opinion.
That were asked.
Yes, it's the opinion of the people who were
Learn
asked.
Learn the
question.
Difference. The CSO, hang on. The CSO, on the other hand, goes through every criminal document and looks at the rate of crime over the year and over past years. That's a statistic. When they actually take the overall picture, not just...
If you believe crime has gone down, you are exactly what's wrong with this country. People like you believe that crime has gone down.
Because I believe in the truth.
For sure. The CSO, how do you know that's the truth? How do you know that's the truth? The government will tell you
what they want to tell you. Because it's an independent body.
The government will tell you what they want to tell you.
Everything on the CSO website is public knowledge. You can actually go and research everything they have on file.
Roger Gorman said last week he had absolutely no regret about immigration. Now, how did he even get that from? Like, had the state of this country, and he has no regret for letting all these people in.
That's his opinion.
Stop saying that's his opinion. He is the minister for, like, what are you on about opinion? People's opinions come true. Like, people's opinions matter.
Okay, Darren, I want to go back to the point that making sweeping statements like this Facebook post did is fueling hate and fear. That's all it does to make a statement.
Adrian, it's already fueled.
Yeah,
but it's adding fuel to the fire.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's literally adding fuel to the fire.
Yeah, and Jeremy's saying there, the Canada Goose scumbags were around before immigrants. Yeah, we know that. But now we're adding fuel to the fire by bringing in people that we haven't a clue about.
Okay, Darren, stay there. I've been asked to play this voice note for you, so just bear with me for 1 second and have a listen to this.
I just wanted to say that... The risks walking past an iPass centre are the same as the risks walking past a homeless bed and breakfast. There are uncertain people in both accommodations, I would say. You don't know who is in there and what they're capable of. But the sad fact is that it has never been safe for women to walk the streets of Ireland day or night because they have been raped, they have been assaulted for years and years and years. That comment, that sweeping statement that was made on Facebook was done for somebody to get a couple of likes and feel popular and feel validated in their racist feelings towards these people. That's all that was. But it's not an educated post. It's actually from somebody who is really, really stupid, I would say.
Darren, do you want to respond to that? The post like that that I'm quoting is from somebody really, really stupid and uneducated.
Well, she's making a stupid statement. Now, how would she know it was unsafe to walk past the homeless shelter? Has she walked past both, has she?
I don't know. I haven't asked her. But her point stands that you're no more unsafe or safe walking past either.
But like that.
No, sorry, Darren, we've lost you there. We've lost you there. Sorry, say that again.
You hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, he's had this obsession with this post. Like, the real problem going on is the immigrants in this country. And not, like, I don't know how no one can see that. Like, we've let too many people in.
No, but Darren, yeah, I agree with you. By the way, we agree with you. But if I came on the podcast tomorrow, Darren, and I said, my God, I'm fucking disgusted. Why are you disgusted, Jeremy, says Darren. I said, well, Darren, the place where I live, they're after opening up a junkie shooting up centre right beside where I live. I'm bloody disgusted. I didn't want those junkies coming in and shooting up beside me. They're going to be robbing our houses. You would be going, oh, you can't turn them over to some drug addicts.
No,
are
I
okay.
wouldn't.
Oh, you'd agree?
No, I wouldn't.
You'd agree with me?
Well, number one, you would be going mad if there was an injection centre put in beside you.
Yes,
don't
I would.
Say you wouldn't because
yes,
you would.
I would, and so would you. So would everybody.
But sure, yeah, like, you make sweeping statements on this podcast, Jeremy, every single day.
Yep.
So, like, what's the obsession with this sweeping statement on Facebook with this woman? Like, we will see in a couple of years. Like, have you not seen what's going on in Sweden and in Denmark and all? Like, when the Prime Minister of Sweden came out a few years ago and all this started saying, all refugees are welcome, everyone's welcome. Last year, she came out and said she made an absolute huge mistake. Crime is up. Rapist is up, everything is up, and it's directly down to immigration because they keep their stats on nationalities that commit crime. We don't. So we have absolutely no idea if Joseph from Sudan comes in and commits a crime. We have no idea. And we have no idea if he committed crimes in Sudan. The same way with that, the man that killed Ashing Murphy. Ashing Murphy's boyfriend was making a statement after that court case, and he asked a simple question: how can an immigrant come into this country, not work a day in his life, stay here for 10 years, get a 4-bedroom house, still not work, and not get deported. How is that possible? And RTE, when they were replaying that, they edited that bit out.
Okay, the fact of the matter is he was in this country as an EU citizen. He's entitled to be in this country, just like you could go to his country if you want to.
That's the same. That's a statement of fact.
It is a statement of fact.
He's from Slovakia.
He hasn't worked. He didn't. Never worked.
But Darren, if you want to go to Slovakia and not work a day in your life, you're welcome to. Off you go.
No, I've been there. You don't want to go there. I've been to Slovakia.
You wouldn't, but you can, is what I'm trying to say. You legally can.
But you're right. It was disgraceful that he literally came here and didn't. I don't want anybody.
But do you believe he should have been in the country? Do you not believe he should have been fucked out?
I don't believe anybody, Irish, Czech, Slovakian, Slovakian. I don't believe if you have six legs, if you're green, if you're orange. I don't believe anybody should be in this country that doesn't contribute to the country.
No, I agree. I agree. But the fact of the matter is, as an EU citizen, he was entitled to, just like
legally,
Darren.
Legally, yes.
Like Darren can do, you can head off to Slovakia tomorrow if you want to.
Jeez, they wouldn't understand a word what Darren was saying in Slovakia. You barely understand him here. Sorry, Darren.
Don't mind him, Darren.
Bye, Darren.
I should give up on this topic, though.
Love you, Darren.
I'm a racist, far-right scumbag.
Nobody said you were far-right or racist.
Good luck, Darren. Good to talk to you.
Good luck.
Darren, do me a favour. Send me your address so I can send you down a little violin, okay? Good luck, buddy.
Mark has a question, Jeremy, for you.
I'm all out of questions.
Jeremy.
Yes,
Mark. You just said there, how are we to know that whether these immigrants are unvetted or illegal or undocumented, how are we to know if they're going to rape or whatever, any of our women, right? These men could have raped 30, 40, 50 women back in their own countries where they came from. And they come over here with no documents, no passports, no nothing, illegally, right? And they're welcomed with open arms and put in 4-star hotels, right? Now, tell me this. If they're after raping 30, 40, 50 women in their own country, right? The chances are that they are going to reoffend over here if they're stuck in a big hotel with like 200 other men, right? The chances are there is a massive possibility that they'll reoffend and rape one of our women. And please don't even deny that, right? We don't know because they have no documents, because they have no passports. They're coming over here illegally, right? We don't know what they've done in their own countries, right? That's what unvetted is. We don't know if they've criminal records, what they've done. They could have murdered people over in their own countries and are coming over here for a cushy life. Cop the fuck on, will you?
All right, do you want to respond to any of that?
Too much to... Jesus, where do you start? What can I say?
Okay, well, let's squeeze in finally. Who's this? Oh, this is Damien. Some people won't be happy with Damien's comments.
Damien here. Just to correct something, if you go into the courts, there are not more immigrants than Irish people.
Okay, thanks, Damien.
But the amount of immigrants in Ireland, are they disproportionate to the amount of Irish people?
Are they saying there's not more immigrants than Irish people in the courts?
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Have you got time for Eddie? Because Eddie lives in Clondalkin near the iPad Centre.
No, I don't actually. I don't. Look, the music's coming to an end. Look, there you go.
So you can't start it again?
No, can't. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.